Hello, this is IM1 Budget Bite Size, just as rude and disrespectful as the real thing, only much shorter. And making happy and carefree use of that wonderful technology which is known as AI, ahead of a plan to use it to replace all of Manx Radio's output. And of course that of Tim Woods. So it doesn't sound like your sort of thing, and you're easily offended, I suggest you don't listen. Listen to the budget. Thanks very much.
Hello, this is an IM1 bite-sized budget special, hastily cobbled together at the last minute, not that detailed, a degree of repetition, and probably ineffective overall. The budget will be the first and indeed last for Budget Minister Chris John Thomas. This programme is unlikely to be any better, so they're well matched.
Full steam ahead, Mr. You media peasant.
Is that wise, Captain Cannon?
Are you questioning my authority, boy?
No, Captain, but full steam ahead, is that wise move in these choppy and obstacle-strewn waters?
Of course, no one ever got anywhere by not going full steam ahead.
With due respect, Captain, we've been going full steam ahead for over 4 years now.
Yes.
Well, whilst we did set out heading on a course which was due north, since then we've altered to due west, and then due south, and then finally due east.
Your point being?
We're back where we started.
Maybe we should have gone by plane.
No, sir, we wouldn't have moved at all then.
So, what are you suggesting?
I'm just suggesting, Captain, that perhaps we should think about changing course before we collide with a large immovable object which could prove catastrophic?
Iceberg.
Election.
No, nonsense. Absolute nonsense. This administration is unsinkable. It's completely departmentalised. If one fails, we simply close them off before too much damage has been done by removing the faulty minister and sticking a new one in who's less likely to actually do anything.
I fear it may be too late for that, Captain. Two major departments are already reported to be sinking fast, and a third has ongoing, apparently unsolvable issues which may well be terminal.
Does it need a bit of good old-fashioned Manx care?
We've tried that.
And?
It's sinking faster.
Right. We'll get the two faulty ministers up straight away as fast as they can get here.
Okay. Could be some time then.
Right. Thank you for coming, albeit rather slowly. What took you?
Yes, I'm very sorry about that.
Bloody daffodils.
Excuse me.
Some have been in potholes so long they've naturalised and have been turned into wildflower meadows by the Manx Wildlife Trust, so we have to drive around them.
I expect you're wondering why I've asked you here.
I'm very glad you asked me that.
What do you want, Ratface?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
You're sacking me?
No, not sacking as such. I'm asking you to stand down.
Well, you can f*** right off.
Well, in that case, you're fired. Same applies to you too, Allinson.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
But remember, you're not being fired, just deciding to stand down.
I'm very glad you told me that.
Right, off you go then. Don't forget to pick up your free cum in pencil on the way out.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Stick it up your arse.
Very good, Captain. Very decisive. Top work, sir. First class sacking. Shall I send out a missive saying they've gone?
Yes, okay. But don't do it all at once. Send it out in dribs to signify that while we may be leaking, we're not going down. And be open and transparent about it. Say they've decided to step down, but how valuable their work has been, and we're all still best chums, etc.
Right, so just say they've decided to walk.
Yes, but not that we decided to pull the plank in. So, who have we got for replacement?
It's not a massive choice, sir.
Give me the realistic options. Don't bother with the no-hopers.
You really want me to restrict your choice that much, sir?
Do we have any other options?
No.
Yes, then.
Well, Mr. Moorhen?
Nope, too many questions.
Mr. Smith & Wesson in Laxey?
Too useless.
Mrs. Corlett?
Too nice.
Mrs. Edgware?
Too mad.
Mr. Hoovingcough?
Too much of a pain in the arse.
Mr. Peterson Lee?
Too invisible. Well, I suppose that doesn't leave much.
Do I need to send for the boomerang?
I think it's that time again. No one better to be in charge when we need someone to ensure nothing of any importance happens very slowly. He was so good being in charge of the Department of Nothing, just a shame the workload became too much.
Hello, Captain. Good to be back again. Again.
Well done. Tim, you've got the job again? Welcome. Ready to get stuck in?
I actually left my armchair in the office from last time, and I've been reading the Lady Bird book of understanding press releases. Well, looking at the pictures anyway, if you like.
Good man. If you could manage a little longer this time, it would be handy. Let's aim for at least 3 months, then we'll take it day by day. How's that sound?
Yep, absolutely.
What about new purser? I need someone who's got a good brain, you know, isn't afraid to use it analytically and number crunch at length, but is highly likely to actually get around to making any decisions.
Well, he may not be the obvious choice, but if they're the parameters, I think I might have just the man for you.
Fantastic. Well done.
Hello, everybody. I'm delighted to have been asked to fill this position for which I feel I am eminently suited. It's an honour to have been asked by the captain to help steer the economy forward in these turbulent waters. So it's quite clear to me that, to put it very simply, in a classic Keynesian view, our aggregate demand has been volatile and unstable. Thus, consequently, the market economy has experienced inefficient macroeconomic outcomes, including those recessionary trends, exacerbated by...
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man, on digital radio, on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.
Manx Radio budget news, but not necessarily about the budget, as you can guess all that on our special budget mini dedicated pop-up site, Budget Fudget, available via the Manx Radio budget special website on the Manx Radio Ordinary News homepage on Manx Radio, or just use the budget special app on your iPhone or Android, Insta and Snapchat and Grindr, or just ring Chris John Thomas. He'll talk to you for hours. I'm Sian Kaupersgland. An advocate who specialises in counting has claimed the government hasn't factored in the fact that a lot of migrant workers bring their families to the island, meaning there's more than one of them. Maria von Trapp has been discussing the challenges of the island's visa system at a public meeting organised by the BMG, or Basic Maths Group. Lewis Fosterchild has the details.
Mrs. von Trapp says worker migrants can bring dependents to the island, such as children, wives, brothers, sisters, nanas and next-door neighbours, meaning that whereas the worker who has relocated to the Isle of Man to work is only one person, all the others are quite a few more. She's pointed out that with a lot of new housing being built in the north of the island, as no one really cares that much about anything north of Jerby, a lot of immigrants are choosing to live there. This has meant Bride School, which closed several years ago due to only having one student, is due to reopen for the new academic year in September, with an intake of over 1,100, making it one of the biggest schools in the island. The government is committed to growing the island's population to 1 million by 2030, by whatever means, so claim that this is very handy. They add that whilst the cohort of new students in Bride School is quite large, happily, quite a few of the nanas are happy to work as dinner ladies or teaching assistants, so everyone should be happy.
The Education Minister says residents shouldn't expect to see a new school built on the derelict Park Road site before we've all died. The land in central Douglas has been left unused since 2012, when the perfectly functional building was demolished to make way for all. Since its demolition, it's been mainly used as a popular eyesore, with occasional outings as a car park and storage spot for fly tippers. Meanwhile, plans for a new two-form entry primary school on the plot will be laid before Tynwald. Minister Daphne du Maurier says the timelines in the paper are indicative only, and given that authorities have had just 14 years to consider what to do with the site so far, a realistic timescale would be to think of 2040 being the year in which new pupils for the school could be born. The Met Office is warning it's almost run out of warnings. 31 yellow weather warnings were issued in January, meaning over 90% of their annual quota of yellow has been used in the first month of the year. Chief forecaster Kirsty McCall says recent cutbacks mean government only fund a set number of warnings each year. Forecasters may now be forced to use amber warnings in place of yellow, even if there's no real danger of anything happening, with a warning in place that the warning isn't actually as serious as it seems and it should be regarded as being slightly lighter. With climate change continuing to make the weather more expensive to forecast, Kirsty says it's likely that just one yellow weather warning will be issued this October for wintry weather, to remain in place until the end of March 2027, with amber warnings only being issued if something we didn't already know was actually going to happen is likely to happen. Done.
Fed up of hearing continual, pointless, banal and parish-based issues being raised at Keys Questions?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to ask the Minister if any consideration is being given by his department to little birdies falling out of their nests in some poorly maintained trees around Purwick Bay.
Tired of listening to Tim Wood waste hours of time at taxpayers' expense debating specifically personal private members' bills?
That this honourable court should consider banning the wearing of trousers by some members when voting?
Cheesed off with nothing happening very slowly due to some MHKs being mad as a clown's cock.
Mr. Speaker, we've got to stop whistleblowing on those who are prepared to whistleblow and introduce proper legislation and governance to protect those who may be prepared to blow the whistle on those in power, who like to blow off those who are prepared to grasp the whistle.
Then ask your smart speaker to tell them,
Honourable Member, shut the f*** up.
One simple command from you and
shut the f*** up.
You don't even have to get out of your chair. Just give the command to your smart speaker to
shut the f*** up.
Make more use of your smart speaker, where technology meets tradition, and say
shut the f*** up.
And one day, something might actually happen.
Hello, I'm BethEsby.com and this is Out of Date. All the news you've heard all day, but made slightly more gorgeous by me. And with just 4,970 hours to go until the next general election on the Isle of Man, the excitement is almost impalpable. And for this general election, for the first time on Manx Radio since 2021, we're giving everyone who's mad enough to stand a chance to tell people in their constituency why they should get their vote and set out their top priorities for the island should they be elected, not including dog shit, of course, as everyone does that. Clearly, this has every chance of making train spotting in Groudle feel like a white-knuckle activity. So, in an attempt to make it a little bit more entertaining, candidates will have just 20 seconds to tell us why we should vote for them in a little feature we call 20 Seconds to Tell Us. And to bring a little fun to the proceedings, they'll have to sing it to the opening of the Man in Line theme. When their time is up, I will sound this buzzer and they will quite literally be yanked off. Oh, sorry, no, I didn't mean not literally in that way. It's not that kind of show, although, you know, sometimes I do wish it was. It'd do my views on Insta no harm at all. Anyway, take it away. Jack, James, you.
It's Billy, Beth.
Yeah, Billy, go on then. Get on with it. The clock's ticking.
I'm Billy Smith and I'm 40. No, sorry, I'm 42. Married with kids and a mortgage. Three cats and a dog called Boo. Standing for Castle Town Arbury. All those live in the loo. Really concise manifesto. Just say what you want me to do. I want to be your NHK. It's not about the pay. I have a lot to say. If you'll only listen. Fix the airport and the boats. Give the bishop several boats. Use the biggest mackerel goats. To pull trams.
Small, to the point and perfectly formed. But of course, if that wasn't what you wanted, you can always listen to the budget speech and debate. Many happy hours of your life, which you'll never get back.